Splash in the Springs Water Park for your perfect summer staycation. It's water park fun for the whole family. Springs Water Park at the Ingleside Hotel. Visit theinglesidehotel.com to learn more.
Confirms there were 244 people on board when the Boeing 787 went down in the northwestern city of Ahmedabad. The BBC's Catherine Biayuhenga.
What we know so far is that video on social media that's now being posted of this crash shows black fumes billowing into the skies, and this plane, it appears, crashed shortly after takeoff, and the crash appears to be in a residential area.
The U.S. is pulling some personnel and family members from the Middle East, with sources telling CBS News Israel is ready to launch a military operation against Iran. Reporter Stephen Lindy has details from Jerusalem.
U.S. Middle East envoy Steve Witkoff is still planning to hold a sixth round of talks with Iran in Oman on Sunday. In the meantime, though, U.S. officials have confirmed that non-essential personnel, including American military families in the Middle East, will be evacuated. The precautionary measure comes as the U.S. prepares for a potential Israeli strike on Iran's nuclear facilities.
Iran announced today it's stepping up output of enriched uranium used to make nuclear weapons. New anti-immigration raid protests are spreading from LA and New York to Las Vegas, Seattle, and Spokane. Today, a federal court in San Francisco takes up California Governor Gavin Newsom's emergency motion to stop the president from deploying troops to his state. Loyola Law's Lori Levinson.
So the judge here first has to sort out what happened, whether it was authorized by the federal statute, whether the Constitution bars it, and if the judge sides with California, then he has to decide what's the order that he gives to the administration.
All 12 members of the Fulbright Scholarship Board have resigned. CBS's Matt Piper.
They're protesting the Trump administration's alleged meddling with the selection of award recipients for the International Exchange Program. The board says the administration took over their authority by denying awards to a substantial number of people who had already been chosen to study and teach in the U.S. and abroad.
Indiana reclaims the lead in the NBA Finals.
Halliburton on the drive. Can't get it. Toppin on the follow. Gives the Pacers a 7-point lead.
Tyrese Halliburton making the moves in Indiana's come-from-behind 116-107 victory over the Thunder on ABC. Pacers now up 2-1. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Local news on WRJN is brought to you hourly by Conventional Concrete Systems. Top-notch work with a beautiful finish. 262-206-3168.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. Home sales in Racine County surged by more than 10% last month compared to May of last year. Kenosha County saw a sharp drop, with sales down nearly 12% year over year. The Greater Milwaukee Association of Realtors says despite the differing trends, both counties continue to face strong demand and tight inventory. Phillips is the pick. The Gateway Technical College Board of Trustees has named Dr. Morgan Phillips as interim president. He'll start July 1st. Phillips previously served as vice chancellor at Pima Community College in Arizona. He'll take over from outgoing Gateway president Ritu Raju. The board says they'll soon launch a national search for a permanent president. You can go deeper into Phillips' background today at RacineCountyEye.com. Tonight's band in downtown Racine might reach out and grab ya. A cover band called Abracadabra headlines the Hot Harbor Nights concert series. The downtown will be busy with music tonight and again tomorrow and Saturday. Harborfest returns this weekend with more about the downtown impacts at WRJN.com. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
Conventional Concrete Systems is making concrete great again as the best in the Midwest. If it's a sidewalk, patio, driveway, floor, curb, or gutter, experience matters. Their experts have you covered. Your home deserves the very best. Conventional Concrete Systems provides precision and excellence to every project. It's top-notch work with a beautiful finish that's built to last. Visit them on Facebook or call 262-206-3168 to get started today.
Are you a full-time caregiver in need of a break? Our Harmony Club provides engaging and affordable respite care programs for seniors with Alzheimer's, dementia, Parkinson's, or those facing social isolation. For 6 hours a day, your loved one will enjoy music, movement, and social connections while you get the time to rest and recharge. These dedicated volunteers create a warm, supportive community where seniors thrive. Find joy, friendship, and care at Our Harmony Club, serving Racine, Kenosha, and Walworth counties. Visit ourharmonyclub.org to learn more.
It's the Brewers and the Cardinals. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers open a four-game series at home against the Cardinals tonight. The crew losing to the Braves yesterday, 6-2. Rookie pitcher Chad Patrick gave up 5 runs in 5 innings. Manager Pat Murphy.
You know, he's been so great for us. He's a rookie. He's never faced, you know, being in that spot. So maybe that's going to be a good learning experience for him. We still have full confidence. He still got through 5.
NBA Finals. The Pacers beat the Thunder, 116-107, to take a 2-1 lead. Tyrese Halliburton says Brad Weber, his coach from Oshkosh North High, was at the game.
It's important for me at a time like this to talk to people whose opinions I respect. Coach Weber is one of those, you know, being my high school coach. Coach Prohm is in the back there, my college coach. You know, I've had many conversations with those guys. You know, these games can get crazy. And, you know, I think what I've learned from those guys as my coaches and Coach Carlisle, you know, is that people follow the leader.
That's the Pacers' Tyrese Halliburton with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
Are you having trouble hearing? Hearing loss can devastate the quality of your life. Now, there's an affordable fix for you or your loved one. Rated the best hearing aids of 2025 by Forbes Health, Audion Hearing has the highest quality hearing aids at the lowest prices, starting at just $98 a pair.
I actually like them better than my old $5,000 hearing aid.
I could not believe how my hearing and life changed.
Join over 1 million happy customers by going to audionhearing.com. That's A-U-D-I-E-N hearing.com.
Partly to mostly cloudy today. We'll get to around 67 for a high this afternoon with wind out of the northeast at 5 to 15. Tonight dropping to the mid-50s. Tomorrow, partly to mostly cloudy, scattered showers or a thunder shower by late afternoon and a high near 70. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Current temp 62.
When my wife's really annoyed with me, she doesn't give me the silent treatment. She'll just take too long to answer a simple question. She'll just be standing a foot away looking at her phone, and I'll be like, hey, what time do we have to do that school thing? And she'll just be like, it's in the calendar. Are you mad at me? No.
Love Me Do. Arguably, their first big hit song. A lot of people think it was I Want to Hold Your Hand. I think it was Love Me Do. Hey, it's 6:10. Good morning. I'm Don Rosen. I want to thank you for joining me here on this Thursday morning. Coming up a little after 7 o'clock, we have your keyword. Two more days left for you to enter our Scotty Summer Civic Media statewide text to win contest. We'll have that keyword for you. In the meantime, remember to download the Civic Media app. Do it. Look for WRJN and get ready to type in that keyword and then text it to me so you can be in the running for today's prize. Also, running for that getaway for to the Dells in Door County. We're also giving those away. Also coming in, our county supervisor will be here, Melissa Caprillion, but she will be here with two guests. Dimitri, who was an exchange student and just graduated high school, I think in Kenosha. I got to double check that. Just graduated. He's going back to his home country. And his dad is going to be here. So this should be fun. We'll be talking to him, find out, you know, we take things for granted in this country. Well, let's see what another opinion from the outside thinks about America. So that'll be interesting. That's coming up a little after 7 o'clock this morning here at WRJN. But first, I got Ricky Nelson, 611 WRJN.
Some people call me a teenage idol. Say they envy me. I guess they got no way of knowing how lonesome I can be. I need somebody to be my baby, someone to tell my troubles to. I've got no time to ever find her, 'cause I'm just passing through. I travel I'll always be just a rolling stone. If I find fortune and fame and lots of people know my name, that won't mean a thing if I'm all alone. I get no rest when I'm feeling weary. I gotta pack my bag and go. I've gotta be somewhere tomorrow to smile and do my show. I travel around from town to lonely town. I guess I'll always be just a rolling stone. If I find fortune, they've got no way of knowing how lonesome I can be. How lonesome I can be.
Rick Nelson. Oh, teenage idol. I have a feeling that's kind of autobiographical. I have a feeling these young kids were thrust into the spotlight at an early age, like Rick was on his mom and dad's show, The Ozzie and Harriet Show. I have a feeling it's not a good life for them. That's just my feeling. All right, if you could make one of these two things illegal, which one would you choose? Robocalls or junk mail? Tough choice, right? Someone online asked the worst things that are legal. Those were number one and number two, robocalls and junk mail. All right. Remember this movie? I love this movie. With Sidney Poitier and Lulu, To Serve and Love, WRJN.
Schoolgirl days of telling tales and biting nails are gone, but in my mind I know they will still live on and on. But
good movie. I love that film. 1967 for Lulu to Serve with Love. It's 617 local news. Timeless hits here at WRJN. All right. You like bugs in your house? Then this isn't for you. The average person would pay $1,974 to never see a bug in their home ever again. The bugs we hate the most, cockroaches, spiders, ants, mosquitoes, and termites. When I lived in Atlanta, I was not aware that that's the bug capital of America. I did the morning show there. I used to leave my apartment at about, 5 o'clock in the morning. I saw the creepiest, oddest looking bugs crawling all over the sidewalk. Orange, purple. They were, and I said to somebody, what's with that? He said, oh, you live down south. You're going to see a lot of bugs. And I remember turning on the light in my kitchen and cockroaches all over the place scattering. And I said, oh, no, this isn't going to work. I can't live with this. Anyway, yeah, you move down south, you see a ton of bugs out there. Hey, it's 618 at WRJN. Time for Pete with the Beats.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Networks sure know how to milk a goodbye. Former Wheel of Fortune host Pat Sajak retired in 2023 after much pomp and circumstance. Now there is an equal amount of ceremony as he steps down from Celebrity Wheel of Fortune after 5 seasons. Sajak is fine, but his retirement has reached epic ridiculousness with some fans shedding tears. Sajak is affable enough, but he didn't split the atom. It's a game show. And maybe the easiest one ever. The entertainment world has already lost one musical genius this week in Sly Stone, and now another has passed away. Brian Wilson has died at the age of 82. Wilson co-founded the Beach Boys with his brothers Carl and Dennis and cousin Mike Love in Hawthorne, California. The band created such hits as Good Vibrations, When I Grow Up to Be a Man, and God Only Knows. It's supposed to cool off and rain this weekend, so we should probably all fire up Pet Sounds to celebrate summer and sunshine. Rest in peace, Brian Wilson. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
The 4th of July is right around the corner, and Freedom Fireworks has everything your family needs for a safe and exciting holiday celebration. With 20 southeastern Wisconsin locations fully stocked up with everything from sparklers to artillery shells, thundersnaps to 500-gram aerials, Freedom Fireworks guarantees to bring smiles and cheers to every backyard celebration. For fireworks from all the top brands and specials that can't be beat, go to freedomfireworkswi.com for a location near you. Freedom Fireworks wishes you a safe and happy 4th of July.
This Father's Day, start the morning right with hot coffee, fresh donuts, and Dad by your side. It's Donuts with Dad at Just Brew It in Union Grove from 8 till noon while supplies last. Enjoy delicious donuts, fresh brewed coffee, and quality time with the guy who's always been there. Start a new family tradition. Bring Dad, bring the family, and make this Father's Day one to remember. Fresh, local, timeless. Just Brew It. Donuts with Dad. This Father's Day from 8 till noon in downtown Union Grove.
It's time to get moving. Regain your freedom with Easy Mobility Solutions. Cruise the parks, hit the festivals, catch a ball game, and soak up the sunshine with your own Golden or Pride power scooter and power chair. Easily foldable and transportable for every adventure. Southeastern Wisconsin's trusted power mobility provider offers flexible care credit plans and expert service to keep you moving. Go for a test drive today. Visit the showroom across from the old Kmart on Douglas Avenue in Racine. Easy Mobility Solutions. Get moving and enjoy the ride.
Summer is here. Get some extra cash today with an installment loan up to $2,500 from your friends at AmeriCash Loans. AmeriCash Loans is a licensed lender with locations throughout Wisconsin. Just come by the Kenosha store at 6430 Green Bay Road, right in front of Lowe's. You can also call the store manager right now at 262-605-9777. That's 262-605-9777. Or visit AmeriCashLoans.com to apply online. That's AmeriCashLoans.com. Restrictions may apply.
Looking to upgrade your home without breaking the bank? Come to Racine Liquidators for top brand appliances at unbeatable prices. Offering everything from refrigerators and stoves to washers, dryers, and small kitchen gadgets. All products have factory warranties ensuring quality and peace of mind. Layaway and easy financing options are available to suit your budget, plus convenient delivery right to your doorstep. Visit Monday through Saturday from 10 a.m. to 7 p.m. Located at 2000 Lathrop Avenue in Racine. Racine Liquidators, where quality meets affordability.
Summer means kickstands up, and the Hog Lawyer reminds you that it's not only important to get your motorcycle ready for the warm road ahead, it's equally important that you are properly insured. So call the lawyer who rides, the Hog Lawyer, at 888-999-6644. That's 888-999-6644 for a free, no-obligation review of your current policy. Better safe than sorry, and with over 50 years of road-tested experience, the Hog Lawyer knows his stuff. Visit him online today at hoglawyer.com.
There's no better place to catch Brewers baseball than right here. Every pitch, every hit, every home run.
And a fly ball to right center. Malloy is back, and this one is gone again for Hoskins.
We've got the action all season long. Turn it up. Brewers baseball lives on your local Civic Media radio station.
WRJN remembers Brian Wilson of the Beach Boys. Singer, songwriter, producer, inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, 1988. Inducted into the Songwriters Hall of Fame, 2000. Let's get back together and do it again. Ooh. WRJN, saluting Brian Wilson of the Beach Boys, dead at the age of 82.
Round, round, get around, I get around, yeah, get around, round, round. I gotta find a new place where the kids are hip. My buddies and me, you're getting real well known. Yeah, the bad guys know us and they leave us alone. I get around. It's never been beat, and we've never missed yet with the girls we meet. None of the guys go steady, cause it wouldn't be right to leave your best girl home on a Saturday night.
Of an era, Brian Wilson. He's the last of the Wilson brothers. Carl Wilson passed away from cancer and Dennis Wilson drowned. And Brian Wilson was the surviving brother. And that's it. All that's left now are the Beach Boys, Mike Love and Al Jardine. I saw them at Summerfest. This is before they had the big Marcus Amphitheater over there. They were just on a regular stage, free, you know, just come in. And I saw the Beach Boys playing there. And that's Brian Wilson was with them. I think Carl Wilson was also there at that time as well. But that's the second musical icon we lost this past week. We also lost Sly Stone, Sly and the Family Stone. What a talent. I mean, he paved the way for a lot of other musicians to come in and do their thing. Here's one of their biggest hits, Sly and the Family Stone. Dance to the music. Local news, timeless hits, WRGN saluting the Beach Boys and Sly and the Family Stone.
Dance to the music. at some bottom, so that the dancer just won't hide.
Sylvester Stone. Yeah, actually, his name wasn't Stone. He changed it. I forget what his name was. Sylvester. It wasn't Stone. He changed it to that. But Sly Stone is what we know him at. Him and Brian Wilson passing on this week. So, remembering two musical legends. I have a feeling that's not the end of it. As we get older, more of the legends I think you're going to pass on to. Quick Sly Stone story. When I worked for a company called Susquehanna Broadcasting back in the 70s, they're no longer around, but they owned radio stations all over the country, including Ohio, and one of the stations there held a rock concert. They rented the local arena, and the headliner was Sly and the Family Stone, and they sold it out, and everybody's waiting and waiting and waiting. They never showed up. Sly and the Family Stone stood them up, and they had to give all the money back. Now, in retaliation, all the stations we worked, you know, that on Susquehanna owned, couldn't play any Sly and the Family Stone songs anymore. Family Affair was a big hit at the time. We couldn't play it. They just said no more Sly and the Family Stone records. I don't think it was going to hurt them, but yeah. It was kind of erratic, I was told. He would show up some places and sometimes he didn't show up. It's 6:30, local news, timeless hits, WRJN. Let's check our morning news, see what's going on. Here's Stuart.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. Of the eight counties in southeastern Wisconsin, Racine County saw the greatest growth in home sales in May. Racine County was a bright spot in the region, posting a double-digit increase in home sales compared to last year. Kenosha County sales went the other way, declining by nearly 12%. Listings in Racine dipped while Kenosha saw a slight uptick in available homes. The Greater Milwaukee Association of Realtors says despite the differing trends, both counties remain seller's markets, with tight inventory and prices continuing to go up. A new state grant will help protect and restore Lake Michigan's shoreline in Racine, Kenosha, Ozaukee, and Milwaukee counties. The state is sending just over $280,000 to the Southeastern Wisconsin Regional Planning Commission. They plan on using LIDAR equipment to collect high-resolution elevation data and to conduct biological inventories. The project aims to assess erosion, restore ecosystems, and boost coastal resilience across the region. The water was turned on this week at a new splash pad in Kenosha. Kenosha's New Horizon Park splash pad is now open on 112th Avenue in a neighborhood just west of Whitecaps. It's open from 10 until dusk through September. The city of Kenosha has two other splash pads, one down by the marina, the other at Schulte Park on the south side. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
Chill out this summer with unbeatable deals at Studebaker's Fuel and Food, your go-to destination for selection, service, convenience, and serious savings. Beat the heat with a sizzling summer special. 10-pound bags of ice for just 99 cents. Perfect for keeping your drinks frosty on the go. Whether you're stepping inside or cruising through the convenient drive-thru, Studebaker's has everything you need to keep moving. Fast meets fantastic at Studebaker's Fuel and Food, right at the corner of 31 and Spring in Racine.
It is all over the news. The protests in California against Immigration and Customs Enforcement. Is it making waves in Wisconsin? I'm Pam Yonke with a quick update on what's happening in food and farming news for a Thursday. Make no doubt about it. Wisconsin agriculture relies on immigrant labor to get a lot of work done, taking care of animals, keeping the food processing chain moving forward. Are they worried or making changes to their day-to-day lives because of all the protests in California? Hernando Duarte is the bilingual farm labor outreach specialist with UW-Madison's Division of Extension. He says, from what he's hearing with the clients he deals with, the answer is no.
So I think, fortunately, what I have seen here in Wisconsin, you know, nothing has happened to any dairy producer. You know, like, everybody is still working there. And of course, in my previous meeting, say, well, we need just to be aware about what is that about. But I think, like, the dairy farms actually is a safe place to be in right now. So I have seen anything happening there. And also, when the owner was asked by the employees, okay, what should we should do, they always give those, like, a peace of mind. You say, don't worry about it. We are behind you, we're gonna support you, and you are safe here.
Hernando Duarte, he is the bilingual farm labor outreach specialist for UW-Madison's Division of Extension. He said those conversations between immigrant workers and the owners and operators of farms and agribusinesses in Wisconsin is critical to making sure that labor force stays in place and remains feeling safe.
The only competition that really matters is you versus you. And with the performance of Veltima fungicide from BASF, you can take your best results even further. Veltima fungicide is on your side to outyield the competition by an average of 7 bushels per acre, but you've never been average. Beat your own record, get every bushel you deserve, and make this your best season yet with Veltima fungicide from BASF. Always read and follow label directions.
Hey, got yield? The Wisconsin Soybean Association is excited to announce the 2025 Wisconsin Soybean Yield Contest. Highlighting the innovative production practices of Wisconsin soybean growers, the Yield Contest celebrates soybean growers across the state and their dedication to improving their operations. Two winners will be selected from 4 geographical divisions, with additional awards available. Entry forms must be postmarked by August 31st, so don't wait. For more information, visit wisoybean.org.
And congratulations to Ashton Brusveen from Randolph Cambria Friesland, Hannah Olson from Adams Friendship, Jordan Berg from the Granton FFA, and McKinley Krieger from Campbellsport FFA, named Wisconsin's FFA Stars during last evening's convention. That's a look at food news. I'm PM Yonke.
Is chronic pain draining your energy? Relief is closer than you think. Racine Disc Center specializes in treating chronic and severe pain that prevents you from living the life you want. From disc and knee decompression to laser therapy, they have state-of-the-art equipment that can provide life-changing pain relief without medication or surgery. Just think, by summer, you could be doing things you haven't done in years, like exercising or taking that trip on your bucket list. Visit RacineDiscCenter.com, where you go to get your life back.
Partly to mostly cloudy today. We'll get to around 67 for a high this afternoon with wind out of the northeast at 5 to 15. Tonight dropping to the mid-50s. Tomorrow, partly to mostly cloudy, scattered showers or a thunder shower by late afternoon and a high near 70. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it is 60.
The cup holder defines American culture at this point. We can't hold the cup. People get in the car. Where is the cup holder in this car? This is insane. Get some wheels on the luggage. Get me a belt clip for my cell phone. Get me an earpiece, too, and not one that you take in and out. Drill it right into the side of my skull. You have a dog, and the dog, they give you a leash with this extra leash wound up inside. In case the dog pulls it, you hit the button, let the line out like he's a marlin. Nobody wants to do anything but lie in bed. Anything, if you're not in bed, it's work. Even death, people want to be in bed. I always read that he died in his deathbed. I always read that in the paper. Why would you even buy a bed like that? How are you going to start feeling better sleeping in a deathbed? Where is that section of the furniture store? These are our deathbeds over here. We also have a death side table, death reading lamp. Is that a death clock radio? Yes, but there's no snooze. Either you get up or you don't.
Don Rosen in the morning. WRJN. Don't want your love anymore. Don't want your kisses, that's for sure. I die each time I hear this sound.
Brothers Don and Phil, that's local news, timeless hits here at WRJN. All right. This driver, how drunk do you have to be to pull this off? This driver in England was so drunk, she tried to order McDonald's from a cop who walked up to her car. I mean, how soused do you have to be to pull that off? Hey, the Racine Raiders continue their season Saturday against the Phoenix Outlaws at Horlick Field. WRJN will air the game with Don Wadowitz on the play-by-play. Pre-game 6:45, kickoff 7 o'clock. Racine Raiders football brought to you each week by our Harmony Club, providing social date programs for older adults. Rasmussen Diamonds, providing Racine beautiful stories for 125 years. Time and Again Music and More, Sturdivant's vinyl destination. Kaylee Friesema of EXP Realty and Tropical Smoothie Cafe. You're on Tropic Time with WRJN. I'd like to go to the game instead of listening to it on the radio. All right. I got a family four-pack of tickets to see the Racine Raiders and the Phoenix Outlaw this coming Saturday night at historic Horlick Field. If you haven't won anything in the past 60 days, give me a call right now. 262-634-9756. 262-634-WRJN. That's 262-634-9756. 262-634-9756. From all the phones, when they light up, I'll plunk down on one of them and give that person a family four-pack of tickets to go see the Racine Raiders Saturday night at Horlick Field. Should be a nice night for the game, too. Looking forward to that. All right, 262-634-9756. Right now, White Plains, my baby loves loving. Looking for a partly sunny day today with a high near 69. Cloudy tonight, partly sunny tomorrow. Chance of shower, slight chance. Highs near 69 tomorrow. Right now, it's 59 degrees and cloudy right here at Radio Park.
My baby loves, my baby loves loving. She's got what it takes and she knows how to use it. My baby.
telephone to ring. No more lonely days, my baby's taking care of everything. I'm telling you, people, be loved. My baby loves love, and she's got what it takes. She knows how to use it. My baby loves.
White Plains, my baby loves loving 644, local news, timeless hits here at WRJN. So some guy buys a lottery ticket at a gas station in Michigan, wins $1 million, so excited he drives off with the gas pump hose still in his car, and it cost $1 million to fix. So it was a push. He won the million, cost $1 million. Only kidding. But wouldn't it be funny if that's what really what happened? The money you won had to go to fix the gas pump. It didn't happen. But what if it did happen? That would be good. Partly sunny today. Highs near 69 degrees. Right now, cloudy and 59 degrees at Radio Park. 99.9 FM in Racine. 98.1 FM Kenosha. 1400 AM everywhere.
You don't know.
Jackson, but it's all right. 647, local news, timeless hits, right here at WRJN. Hey, don't forget, a little after 7 o'clock, I have a keyword for you in our WRJN Civic Media Scotty Text to Win statewide contest. This is what you do. Download the Civic Media app if you haven't done so already. It takes about 3 seconds or less to do it. And what you do is you look for the list of radio stations you'll see. Click on WRJN and type in that keyword when I tell you, a little after 7. I don't even know what it is yet. Type it in. And then text it to me. Just hit the text button or whatever, send button. And I will have it here, and you'll be in the running today for whatever today's daily prize is. And win or lose that, doesn't matter. You will be in the running for a vacation getaway to the Dells or Door County. So keep listening for that keyword a little after 7 o'clock this morning here at WRJM. All right, you got a financial plan? A lot of people have financial plans. One of three people say their main financial plan is inheriting money from their parents. That includes 63% of people under the age of 22, 20% of baby boomers. That's what their plan is. You know what I think you might need? A plan B.
Summer is here. Get some extra cash today with an installment loan up to $2,500 from your friends at AmeriCash Loans. AmeriCash Loans is a licensed lender with locations throughout Wisconsin. Just come by the Kenosha store at 6430 Green Bay Road, right in front of Lowe's. You can also call the store manager right now at 262-605-9777. That's 262-605-9777. Or visit AmeriCashLoans.com to apply online. That's AmeriCashLoans.com. Restrictions may apply.
Home is where the heart and the care should be. Senior Helpers of Racine help your loved ones age safely, right in the comfort of their home. From Alzheimer's and Parkinson's care to companionship and personal support, Senior Helpers trained caregivers create flexible care plans tailored to your needs. With a free, no-obligation in-home interview to help families make informed choices, fostering peace of mind. There's no place like home and no team like Senior Helpers. Visit seniorhelpers.com/WI/Racine.
Racine Harborfest is back to rock the lakefront this Friday and Saturday. Two unforgettable days of nonstop fun, mouthwatering food, and live music. Friday night kicks off with the electrifying sounds of Feels Like the First Time, a tribute to Foreigner. Then on Saturday, it's High Octane Country from Bella King. Tickets are still available. Get yours now at RacineHarborFest.com. Don't miss this legendary lakefront party this Friday and Saturday. Racine Harborfest, presented by Coors Light. Please celebrate responsibly.
You don't need a boat to join the Racine Yacht Club. Just a love for great times by the water. Whether you're a seasoned sailor or just looking for a vibrant community, RYC offers something for everyone. Set sail in club races, join a crew, let the kids play, or simply soak in the beauty of Lake Michigan. The friendships you build here last a lifetime. Come for the water, stay for the people. Join the Racine Yacht Club today. Different membership levels available and no boat required. Visit RacineYachtClub.org for more info.
The 4th of July is right around the corner, and Freedom Fireworks has everything your family needs for a safe and exciting holiday celebration. With 20 southeastern Wisconsin locations fully stocked up with everything from sparklers to artillery shells, thunder snaps to 500-gram aerials, Freedom Fireworks guarantees to bring smiles and cheers to every backyard celebration. For fireworks from all the top brands and specials that can't be beat, go to FreedomFireworksWI.com for a location near you. Freedom Fireworks wishes you a safe and happy 4th of July.
Streaming TV is where it's at. It's not about cutting the cord anymore. It's all about your customized TV options. With the best and cheapest high-speed internet and your own TV subscriptions, we've got your dream TV lineup. Between wired and satellite internet and TV, save money and get more internet speed and better TV today by calling the Whole Home Connect.
800-217-9129. 800-217-9129. 800-217-9129.
You knew I could not stay for long when you asked me to come over in the wee hours of the morning. I said I could not let the sunrise catch me sleeping, and that is why I've given you fair warning. And though you might have loved me like I never, ever have been loved before, your front door is open, and I've got to keep on moving. So I will stay with you a while, and then I'll let my hitchhike thumb take me to where I wanna. Because I've got to keep on searching for the dream that I've been seeking since I left my Oklahoma. And who's to say but that I might be back tomorrow? If I find there's only sorrow, you may see me from your windowsill next morning. I'm a drifter, and I've seen the rain.
I'm a drifter, and I felt the pain that comes with loneliness. So I drift from town to town, searching all around, looking for the answer to my sorrow. And if the answer is you, then I'll be back tomorrow. Let's make the most of time before the break of day, but don't try to make me stay if I don't want to. Because I've got to keep on searching for that dream, and you can't find me with the simple words, I love you. But if I realize the dream that I've been searching for is waiting here behind your door, then I'll come back to stay if you still want me to. I'm a drifter, and I've seen the rain. I'm a drifter, and I felt the pain that comes with loneliness. So I drift from town to town, searching all around, looking for the answer to my sorrow. And if the answer is you, then I'll be back tomorrow. I'm a drifter, and I've seen the rain. I'm a drifter, and I felt the pain that comes with loneliness. So I drift.
Bobby Goldsboro, I'm a drifter. Local news, Tamless Hits here at WRJN. All right, here are the five common summer activities that will be coming up real soon. They'd be super dangerous for kids, and they could be. A lot of kids are going to be riding their bicycles. Make sure they have a helmet. When I was a kid, they didn't have helmets for bicycles. And I don't know. Nobody ever thought about it, I guess. They didn't care. Now they care. How about going in or near a pool unsupervised? I can't tell you how many deaths you hear about every year. Somebody fell in the water. A little kid fell in the water, couldn't get out. Swimming in a rough ocean. Now, I grew up on the Atlantic Ocean. And we used to go to the beach all the time. And I remember one day I was looking for my mother and a wave came up and tossed me around over and over and over. I sucked in all this water. And my mother didn't flinch. What was that about? I thought she cared about me. Playing with fireworks. As a kid, we used to play with firecrackers all the time. And worse, one went off my hand once. I'm looking at him blow my fingers off. My mother didn't seem to care. I mean, for all the time she worried about my health and my safety, she didn't care about that. How about spending time with the sun without sunscreen? That's got to do. Now you say, well, you know what? He's a kid. It'll come back to haunt you someday with skin cancer. So be careful out there, all right? What a cheery morning. It'll get happier, I promise. Partly sunny today, highs near 69. Cloudy tonight, lows 58. Partly sunny, chance of showers tomorrow with a high near 69. For the weekend, partly sunny Saturday and Sunday, highs near 70 Saturday, 67 degrees on Sunday. Right now, I've got a cloudy sky at Radio Park, 59 degrees from the Tremolos. Here comes my baby.
It's the midnight moonlight. Yeah.
Channel Hits here at WRJM with the Tremolos. Here comes my baby. Hey, this is odd but true. There are no documented cases in history of a pirate ever making a treasure map. Now, a lot of people don't know that. So when I had the wall torn down from my house, and I live right not far from the lake, and a sea captain used to own my house when it was built over 100 years ago, we tore a wall down, and there was nothing in it. I thought maybe we'd find some treasure, you know, whatever. We didn't find anything. But I said to the guy, let me make a treasure map. So about 60, 70 years from now, whatever, when they tear the wall down again, they'll find this treasure map and it leads to nowhere. Now, I didn't do that. But then I said, let me go to the party store, get a plastic skeleton and put it in the wall with like handcuffs on it or something. Throw it in the wall. I didn't do that either, but I should have done that. That would have been good. All right. Don't forget, we're going to give out our keyword for our Scotty Summer Text to Win contest from Civic Media and WRJN in just a few minutes. We've got a very special high school graduate coming in a few minutes, too. This is not your usual graduate. That's all coming up right now. 7 o'clock on the noggin. Let's check our news.
Local news and timeless hits. WRJN, Racine, Kenosha.
Is the CBS News World News Roundup, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Deborah Rodriguez. Air India says a London-bound plane with 242 passengers and crew on board crashed into a residential neighborhood near the airport in northwestern Ahmedabad after a Mayday call to air traffic control. The BBC's Arunde Mukherjee.
The last signal that was received was moments, seconds after takeoff. The situation on the ground remains obviously extremely chaotic at the moment. Rescue teams have been mobilized.
Aviation analyst Jeffrey Thomas.
It probably had about 140 tons of fuel.